Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So I'm just going to phone someone up who sent me a message because they're struggling a bit. Dorothy.
Oh.
Dorothy reached out to me, and I don't think she's having a great time. And she just, and I think she's having technical issues. I'm not quite sure if it's.
I've just had a thought.
What?
The Luton show.
Yeah.
People staying in Premier Inns when Dorothy's got a guest house.
That's not a bad idea. Why is it? I think I've done it right. We're in. Add that contact.
Hello, you've reached Dorothy. I'm not available to take your call at the moment. Please leave me a message and I'll call you back. Thank you.
When you finish recording, please hang up or press the hash key for more options.
Hello, Dorothy. It's Ian and Catherine. Thank you for your lovely messages. I thought it'd be easier to phone. We're doing the show now.
She's ringing.
Oh, she's ringing. Hello, Dorothy.
Hello, Dorothy.
Hi, Ian.
It's me.
Sorry,
and Catherine. We're on the stream right now. We're doing the show, so just be mindful. Don't reveal any information you don't want to. But it's me and Catherine, and I just thought we just had a really lovely call, and I was just reminded that you messaged me at the weekend, and I replied, and then I didn't reply to the next message. And
no, because it was very late at night.
It was very late. And I always, if a message requires a bit of effort more than just nice one or thanks, I always think, right, I'm going to put that to one side and I'll come to it when I've got time to actually focus. How are you doing?
Better than I was.
Okay, good. Because I was a little bit concerned about your first message.
Yeah, it was. Have you got time for me just to run through
We've got all the time you need.
Right. So, as you know, I had a conversation with you back after I was made redundant and I lost my sister, and there were lots of things going on in my life. Both our businesses went because of COVID. We've got the B&B and the carpet cleaning company and all that sort of thing. And then in late February, my husband got a skin cancer, which you didn't know about. Oh. So we had to cope with that. Fortunately, it was benign and hadn't spread to his bones. Then there were things that went on and life was a bit of a thing. And anyway, I went downhill and I got very depressed and very sad. And I think it was just an attack of serious anxiety. Mm. Anyway, I came through it in May and June and I was picking up and I was feeling a lot better and a lot more positive because I am a really positive person normally. And then on the 17th of June, I decided that I would upgrade my Garmin maps on my sat-nav because I'm not very good with technology, as you may remember back when we did the cancer call.
Oh, my God, the GoFundMe thing.
And we had to talk you through it.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that's how we met. Of course. I've forgotten that.
And you were so kind to me, both of you. And it, you know, I'm just a bit of a technophobe. And I had a call from my boss asking me my ex-boss asking me some questions the other day, and it just brought it all back how useless I am with technology. Anyway, I digress. So one of my jobs to do was to upgrade my Garmin Maps, look at all my footage on my in-car camera. That was another one I was going to do.
Why would you want to look at all the footage on your in-car camera? Just to remind yourself?
Well, to delete it, you know.
Oh, well, delete it, okay.
Delete anything that wasn't relative.
You weren't going to get the family around and go, well, these are my holiday snaps.
No. You know when you do a journey
and
you put your kit camera on?
Yeah.
This is me going to Sainsbury's. You know, this is me having a near miss with an idiot overtaking on a blind bend. So anyway, I get rid of all the history. So I went on. I don't know whether you've got time for all this. Because
we've got time for it.
Oh, cool. So I go on to Google and I go, how do I upgrade my things on my Garmin Nuvi 2567 or whatever it was? And I popped the website. So I thought, oh, cool. So I clicked on it and this chat lady came up called Jessica. Do you want to chat with Jessica? I said, oh, yes, please. I'm a bit stupid. I'll chat with Jessica and see how I go. So the phone rang. And I thought, oh, here we go. Phone calls, you know, everything's going to happen at once. And the phone call said, Garmin. And I went, I really can't understand what you're saying. Could you call me on my other line? Now, I can't remember which way, whether I answered on the landline or the mobile. So they rang me back and I went, oh, that's so much better. I can hear you. And he said, are you still chatting with Jessica? I said, yes, I am. He said, well, look, we're going to help you. So he helped me. And he said, right, you just need to put your password in. So I put my password in. First mistake. Then he said, the screen's going to go blank for 20 minutes. Don't touch it. So I said to my husband, don't touch the computer. Whatever you do, don't touch it. They're uploading the maps. So he said, okay. Cut a long story short, 20 minutes later, he came back and he said, right, it's going to be £3. So I said, okay, that's fine. So what are your bank details? Yeah. So I gave him my bank details. And he said, you are going to get a one-time code come through on your mobile. When that comes through, just give it to me. So all excited, I gave him the number, mistake number two. Then HMRC rang me about my redundancy payment or my tax rebate or something. And so he said, check with your bank. So I rang my bank, and of course I was on hold for 20 minutes. HMRC said, are you talking to me or are you talking to your bank? I said, oh, I'm talking to you. I'll hang up from my bank. And I hang up from the bank and spoke to HMRC. Got rid of him. So on my mobile, it came up £487 taken from your account. So I said, why are you taking £487? He said, oh, that's a random number. Don't worry about that. It's nothing. He said, but it hasn't worked. He said, do you have any other cards? So I said, yeah, I've got my two business cards, but the businesses aren't running properly at the moment. No, we don't take business cards. I said, I've got American Express. No, we don't take American Express. I said, right, Ron, can you help me? Can you lend me £3? He said, yeah, no problem, love. You know, take it off my card. Gave him his card. And went on, and then thought to myself, I will ring my bank just to check, because that's a lot of money. Couldn't get through. Eventually got through and went straight through to the fraud. She said, oh, yes, somebody has tried to take £487 out of your bank, which time I burst into tears. Got Ron to ring his bank, and they tried to take money out of his bank. So he said to them, I'm not spending any money. I'm not doing anything. I do not want any money going out. Fine. So she said, great. Send you a new card, blah, blah, blah. Oh, send me a new card. So with that, I thought I was okay. Later on, they'd taken the £487. They'd taken £50 for GoDaddy and tried to take £100 for another company, wires or something like that. I can't remember what it was now. So that really sent me, I felt violated. I felt that I had to take my computer to be redone. All my emails, all my bank accounts, all my passwords. They've been on my computer for 4 hours.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And I was just left bereft. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know. Meanwhile, I'm having a real big fight with the council in the area that I live on about disgusting roads and streets that aren't cleaned and all that sort of thing, because I like to live in a clean, tidy, neat place, and I hate it when it goes downhill. So I sort of fight to keep the environment nice. And I was dealing with this landlord, so I rang a local radio station, and they were helping me to sort that out.
Was it Jonathan?
So I thought, yes, it was. Yeah, I didn't want to mention names.
No, mention Jonathan. Good to have him on your side.
Oh, he was amazing, yeah. You know, and he rang this landlord, and then, I mean...
You don't want to get a phone call from JVS if you're a business. You don't want that
Well, he was absolutely adamant that he was doing nothing and that I should mind my own business and that he's going to sue me for libel and all this sort of thing. So Jonathan loved that. He absolutely loves a fight. So he said, look, what you've got to do, you've got to go away, find who owns the freehold, find who, get your local MP involved. And I've got the local MP coming up tomorrow. So all that was in hand. So when this scam happened, I thought, well, I'll ring Jonathan, or ring his team and say, would they like this story? But they weren't interested. And I just thought, oh no, I need to get this off my chest, because it has been a month of sheer unadulterated misery. You know, my husband looks at me sometimes and says, don't press that button, don't do it. You know, I feel like a complete and utter idiot.
That's part of the con. Because there are so many red flags. Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of people, and I don't know whether you actually had the conversation with Jonathan's team, but I remember from working on the programme that used to happen before Jonathan took it over, was that a lot of people never admit to it because it's just so shameful. They feel so terrible about it. And so that's how it continues.
You know, I nearly fell for one of those.
No.
I got a message from, and it said Barclays on my text. It was a text, and it was the same number that Barclays had texted on. It was in that same feed, so, you know. You've had £1,570 withdrawn, or someone's trying to withdraw £1,570. Phone the bank. So I phoned the number, and it was a really convincing person, and it was all press 8. If you don't know your code, type in it, all of this stuff. And she said, have you got the little pin sentry card machine? I said, yes, I have. She goes, right, give us your bank account number. Dum, 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 dum. Right, put your card in there. Do the pin. And I was on the phone for like 10 minutes with her, and I'm totally convinced. And she said, she said, type in your pin, and then the number that comes up that allows you to log into your bank. And it came up, and I went, it's am I supposed to share this number with you? I thought this was private. She went, no, it's absolutely fine. I went, this is a con, isn't it? And she hung up.
Yeah. But the thing is, they get your blood pumping by the suggestion that they're taking hundreds of pounds from you.
We then phoned her up loads of times and recorded it, yeah, calling her out. Dorothy.
Can I just say one other thing?
Of course you can.
When they were on my computer, and I really don't understand about applications and things, what they did, they rang me from an Edinburgh number, and I was talking to them about Edinburgh, because I love Edinburgh, and... You know, all that
surprise you went if you
things up there. It's lovely. And so when I realised I'd been scammed, I rang the number back. And this guy said, no, he said, I've not called you. He said, I've not. Anyway, I thought, well, that's weird. He sounded really genuine. So later on, when I really, about 4 o'clock after all this had happened, I rang it back again. And when it rang, it didn't ring the same way as it rang the last time. It rang and then went click. And then rang another number.
There we go.
So I think they'd overtaken his number as well. And then when I went onto my computer, he had uploaded, is that the right word? His passport and his email addresses. Can I say what his email address was?
Yes, you can.
Or not?
Yes. I tell you what. Here's what I would like from you, Dorothy.
Right.
I would like you to text me or WhatsApp me the email addresses and the phone number.
Okay, should I send you the copy of the passport? Should I send you all the copies?
Send us everything you've got.
Send it. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to text you our I'm going to text you our email address. Listen, I don't claim to be in the same league as JVS. You're probably better at this stuff than me. If we won't get the money back, but we can have a bit of fun at their expense, and we can certainly call them out. Right. So I'm going to send you our email.
Okay.
So it's late night. Well,
this morning I heard. Because I have been so stressed with all this. Oh, thank you. That's just come through.
There you go.
It has been consumed. For the first 2.5 weeks, I couldn't sleep. I just waking up, looking at, you know, what I'd done and trying to analyse where I'd gone wrong. What bit of that didn't I realise was a scam? What point did I think it was okay to put my password into my computer? But you know when you do TeamViewer, when your boss or your IT company...
They look at your computer and can control it.
Mm.
Yes. But I've never, ever had to give them my password.
No.
Unless they put me on hold while they go quiet. And, you know, I was just scatty that day. Totally scatty.
I have two things I would like to put to you. Number one, is your B&B operative?
We are opening up. We should have been open up today, but the guy that was coming is not coming till next week now.
In your email, could you send me the details of how people might book that? And I'll tell you why. Catherine and I are doing a show in Luton in August.
Oh, fabulous. Can I come?
You're on the guest list.
Oh, thank you.
And if Ron wants to come, you're both on the guest list.
Oh, thank you.
Remind me near the time because I will forget. And so remind me. But we've got some people that are coming to Luton that may not have somewhere, may need somewhere to stay. So with
brilliant.
Your permission, I will send out the details. I'm not going to tweet it or anything, but I will send out the details to our Patreons and anyone who is coming and ask me for it. Might lead to nothing.
No.
But you never know. You might get
somewhere. Well, you said that you'd help me if you could last time.
Now, here's the other thing I would like to do. We have a little donation bar on our screen, and we had someone today. Here's what I'd like to do. We've got £400 on our donation bar.
What for?
Well, just people give it to us and we spend it on drugs and booze. I would like to give that to you.
Oh no.
This is money that people very kindly give us, and it's to buy tech stuff. The tech stuff can wait. We would like to give that. Catherine and I think we're speaking for both of us. We would like to give that to you.
Oh, that is so generous.
Would you... listen, if it embarrasses you, if it goes against your moral principles, you can say no. But it is no bother to us.
Can I ask Ron this afternoon?
Speak to Ron.
Ask Ron.
Yeah.
What I need is your PIN number. Speak, Dorothy, speak to Ron.
Yeah.
It has no negative consequence on me and Catherine. This is money that our fans have very kindly given us so that we can buy some technical stuff. The technical stuff is not important. What is important is you, and it would be our pleasure.
I feel like you've had a really bad run of luck, and so we wanted to do our small bit to change that.
Oh, Catherine. I mean, just speaking with you is just lovely. I mean,
oh, in that case, forget the money then. We're done.
Yeah.
No, consider it. Consider it.
I will consider it. Thank you. That is so, so generous. But can I say something?
Yeah. See, it's racist now.
I don't usually ask if I can talk. I usually just gabble on. I'm listening to you on... I'm on 2017 at the moment.
Okay.
I can't settle without listening to you and Catherine. I mean, it's just sad, but I really enjoy listening to you, and I love your sense of humour, and I love your show that you used to do. But I want to get on to what you're doing now, because I feel like I'm 4 years behind you. Do you know what I mean? And I'd love to listen to what you're doing.
Well, the way we do it now, listen, and with Patreon, there's not a way I can give it to you free, right? Because it doesn't work like that. I can't do it.
Now you can use that.
Well, exactly. I will listen. Email us, and I'll send you the link. The tier to watch the show. Because we do a free bit online, and then we go behind a paywall, so you have to be a member to see it. But if you can't watch it, you also get sent the podcast every time we do a show. Is £6.66 plus VAT, so it works out about, I don't know, £7.50 or something a month. Now, that may be too much for you. That's absolutely fine. But I will send you the details so you can have a little look at it. There's a $4.99 plus VAT, and for that you get like the 45 minute kind of best of podcast, which is what we used to do on the radio show.
I'd like to listen live, so I would like to. I mean, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not doing anything. I don't eat, smoke. I don't eat.
I would suggest eat, Dorothy. That might help focus you a bit. Breathe air.
We grow all our own vegetables, Ian, and we're picking beans and broad beans and things and cucumbers and sweet corn. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. You must come here one day.
We're going to. Matt is very generously suggesting... just check. I don't know how people...
You've had someone look at your computer since then, right? Haven't you?
Yes, I had Apple. I had to take it to Cambridge.
Okay, just check that the way people book... to stay with you, that hasn't been fiddled with. It's probably absolutely fine, but it's probably just worth having a little look, making sure that that's okay. Thank you for that, Matt.
Right, so...
That you've got to do on your own. Google it. I ain't got a clue how to do that. I don't know how your system is.
Right.
Listen,
when you send me an email, could you tell me all the things that you wanted me to do?
I will do. I will
because
do that.
My brain at the moment is not retaining.
It'd be my
It's only stress and anxiety.
Yeah.
Well, you know what your brain is doing? You're surviving, so you're retaining the important stuff that works for now, and the rest of it just could go out the window for now.
Listen, Dorothy, we are going to go because it's hot, and I would like some lunch.
I'm starving.
Send us that email. Consider that £400 as a gift. Our pleasure. It's no problem to us, and we could do it. And I would need your bank details. I just need your account number, your sort code, and your full name. Yeah. And I can transfer that as soon as I got that.
That
would not be a problem. Yeah. And send us the details of how people. And if you don't want to feel comfortable sending that over text or email, we can call each other and we can do it that way.
Okay.
And send us the details of how people might find out about your B&B.
Yeah, but you're going to put that in a little email.
To the people that I know are coming to the show.
No, she wants an email to her, so she remembers.
Oh, an email. Yes, I will send you an email. So send us an email, and we'll sort it all out.
A checklist.
Yeah. Yeah. A checklist.
I have to write everything down these days.
Oh, I'm the same.
If I don't, then are you?
Yeah, I am.
But are you both well?
You know, we're all right considering the last 18 months.
We're well, but life is still interesting, Dorothy. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I do think about you all the time. I just hate the fact that you've been treated so shabbily. But
we're okay. We got good kids. That's what it's all about.
Yeah,
Dorothy, we are going to go. Send us an email when you can, and if I don't reply immediately, do not worry. and we send you lots of love. And I'm so glad you sent me that text over the weekend.
Well, I got desperate. I thought, I'm going to do it. I'm going to speak to him.
Do you know, it's funny. I've been thinking about you as well. Last week I was thinking about you and wondering whatever happened, because I felt so drawn to you and wanted to, like, and then you sort of disappeared, and I thought, I hope it's for good reasons. I didn't realise you're having such a tough time, but I'm glad that you're back with us again. It's nice to hear your voice, Dorothy.
And I'll also send you the date of the Luton show, and you know, all of that. Yes, we'll put your
name
on the door.
That would be amazing.
My pleasure.
I've always wanted to come to one of your shows. That's exciting.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right,
yes. Dorothy, take care and we'll speak soon.
Love you both.
Lots
Thank
of love.
So
bye bye.
Bye.
People say nice things in the chat, but you did it. You did that. And I'm sure that the people that donated to us won't object to that. I was going to think the 150, and I just saw we got 400 quid. You know, we're okay. The kids are eating and stuff. So
I think it'll make more of a difference to her.
I think so. And it ties in with what I was saying the other day,
which
is about stuff, which is good. We're done.
Thanks for joining us. We're not here tomorrow.
Wednesday night, 8 till 11, and then Thursday morning. So it's a strange old week this week. We are done, and I say to you, good riddance.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this short podcast and would like to hear more, head to patreon.com/IanandKatherine. For longer podcasts, full shows, and loads of other perks.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.